Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The headlines. Campaigning for third phase of Lok Sabha elections intensifies. Star leaders of various political parties hold back-to-back rallies. Repolling underway in 6 polling stations of outer Manipur parliamentary constituency. India strongly protests slogans on Khalistan raised during an event in Canada. New Delhi summons Canadian Deputy High Commissioner to express deep concern. IMD forecast heat wave conditions to continue over South Peninsula India for the next 4 days. In Asian Carom Championship, Indian players capture both men's and women's doubles titles in Male. And in badminton, Indian men's team enters quarterfinals of Thomas Cup, defeating England 5-0 in Chengdu. Prime Minister and Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is scheduled to address public rallies today in Madha, Usmanabad and Latur in Maharashtra in support of Mahayuti candidates. In Latur, he will hold a public rally for party candidate Sudhakar Srangare, who is contesting against Dr. Shivaji Kalge of the Congress. In Usmanabad, the Prime Minister will be canvassing for NCP Ajit Pawar candidate Archana Patil, who is contesting against Om Prakash Rajanimbalkar of Shiv Sena UBT. In Madha, he will hold a rally in favour of BJP's candidate for Ranjit Singh Nayak Nimbalkar, who is pitted against NCP SP candidate Dhairyashil Mohite Patil. Yesterday, the Prime Minister held rallies in Solapur, Satara and Pune. In Telangana, all major parties have intensified the campaign to woo voters following closure of withdrawal of nominations yesterday. Prime Minister and BJP senior leader Narendra Modi will be addressing a poll rally at Alladurg in Zahirabad Lok Sabha constituency today. Party senior leader Amit Shah will be campaigning in Hyderabad tomorrow. BJP President JP Nadda campaigned in support of party candidates in Khammam, Mehboobabad and held a roadshow at Nizampet yesterday. Leaders of various political parties held rallies in various parts of the country yesterday. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah held a roadshow in Guwahati for BJP party candidate. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma accompanied him during the roadshow in Guwahati city. AICC General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi addressed a public rally in Sedam in Gulbarg parliamentary constituency in Karnataka. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed a rally in Eta in Hathras district of Uttar Pradesh. Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati addressed a rally at Badayun in Uttar Pradesh. In the third phase of Lok Sabha elections, polling is to be held on 10 seats of Uttar Pradesh on May 7th. This phase also includes the important seat of Badayun. This seat, considered to be the stronghold of SP, was won by BJP in the 2019 elections after 23 years. This time, BJP has cancelled the ticket of the current MP, Sangamitra Maurya, and made the party's regional vice president, Durvijay Singh Shakya, the candidate. On the other hand, Aditya Yadav, son of SP's National General Secretary, Shivpal Singh Yadav, has been fielded by INDI Alliance. Bahujan Samaj Party has made Muslim Khan, former MLA of Shekhupur, as its candidate. Our correspondent reports that 8 other candidates are also in the fray, including 3 women.
5 assembly constituencies come under the Badayun Lok Sabha seat. These include Gunnaur, Bisauli, Sahasawan, Bilsi and Badayun. Here a total of 24,09,905 voters will decide the fate of 11 candidates on May 7. Shivpal Singh Yadav was earlier made the candidate from SP on the seat, which is considered to be the stronghold of Samajwadi Party. But later his son Aditya Yadav was fielded in the election. Before Aditya Yadav, Dharmendra Yadav became MP from this seat in 2009. And 2014. In the 2014 Modi wave, he managed to save his seat, but Aditya Yadav lost the election to Swami Prasad Maurya's daughter, Sangmitra Maurya, in 2019 elections. This time, both BJP and SP have changed their candidates. SP has given ticket to Aditya Yadav, while BJP has given ticket to Regional Vice President Durvijay Singh Shakya. At the same time, BSP is trying to make the contest triangular by fielding former MLA of Sheikhpur, Muslim Khan.
Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In Madhya Pradesh, 74 candidates are in the fray in the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections in the state. On the last day of withdrawal of nomination papers for this phase, 16 candidates withdrew the names yesterday. We have more from a correspondent.
The most surprising name among the withdrawal of nominations in Madhya Pradesh was that of Indore's Congress candidate Akshay Kanti Bum. He not only withdrew his name but also resigned from Congress and joined BJP. In the fourth phase, voting will be held in Devas, Ujjain, Mandsaur, Ratlam, Dhar, Indore, Khargon and Khandwa on 13th May. Counting of votes will take place on June 4th. Meanwhile, various materials around 258 crore rupees including 21 crore rupees in cash have been seized in Madhya Pradesh so far. It contains liquor worth more than 37 crore rupees and drugs around 23 crore rupees. Election campaign is also at its peak in Madhya Pradesh. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will campaign in Khandwa and Badwani today, while senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will seek public support for the party in Bhind. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
In Manipur, repolling is underway in 6 polling stations of outer Manipur parliamentary constituency. Repolling has been held today in 5 polling stations in Ukhrul district and 1 in Senapati from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Earlier, the Election Commission of India announced that the voting process in these polling stations conducted on April 26th is void and directed for repolling. The Delhi High Court yesterday dismissed a plea seeking to disqualify Prime Minister Narendra Modi for 6 years for allegedly seeking votes for the Bharatiya Janata Party in the name of religion. The court was of the view that the plea was thoroughly misconceived since the petition had approached the court when the Election Commission was yet to take a call on its representation seeking similar relief. The Election Commission, however, had taken cognizance and directed BJP President JP Nadda to ensure that all star campaigners maintain highest level of discourse expected from them. The Delhi police issued notices to 4 Telangana Congress leaders in connection with circulation of BJP senior leader Amit Shah's fake video claiming that the BJP would scrap reservations for SCs, STs and BCs if it came to power again. The Delhi police came to Pradesh Congress Party office, Gandhi Bhavan in Hyderabad yesterday and issued notices to his legal cell chairman Ramchandra Reddy. 2 officials from the office of the Deputy Commissioner of Police, New Delhi, issued notices to Pradesh Congress social media convener Manne Satish, party spokesperson Asma Taslim, secretary Shivakumar Ambala, and another leader Naveen. Reacting to this, Telangana Chief Minister and PCC President A. Revanth Reddy said he will not be afraid of the Delhi police issuing notices to him over its probe in connection with Mr. Shah's doctored video being circulated on social media. Home Minister has denied the media reports that claim that senior BJP leader Amit Shah's helicopter faced some balance issues yesterday while taking off from Bihar's Begusarai. The ministry said there were no such issue as was been reported by some channels. Senior party leader was in Bihar to address a public meeting ahead of the Lok Sabha polls scheduled in the region in the fourth phase next month. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the morning news. India Today strongly protested Khalistan slogans raised at a public event in Canada, which was being personally addressed by the Prime Minister of Canada. In this regard, the Minister of External Affairs yesterday summoned the Canadian Deputy High Commissioner in New Delhi. The ministry said India's deep concern and strong protest was conveyed at such disturbing actions being allowed to continue unchecked at the event. It said this illustrates once again the political space that has been given in Canada to separatism, extremism and violence. The ministry said the continued expressions not only impact India-Canada relations but also encourage a climate of violence and criminality in Canada to the detriment of its own citizens. Assam Rifles has recovered a huge quantity of arms and ammunition along the Indo-Myanmar border in Mon district of Nagaland. The search operation launched during the early morning hours yesterday resulted in apprehension of one individual and recovery of huge quantity of arms and ammunition. This comprised of 11 mortar tubes, 10 pistols, 198 handheld radio sets, one satellite phone and other warlike stores. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions will continue over South Peninsula India for the next 4 days, including over Telangana, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh and Puducherry for the next 4 days. These conditions would also continue over West Bengal, Sikkim and Gujarat till tomorrow. We have more from a correspondent.
The weather agency has forecast that heat wave to severe heat wave conditions will prevail in Odisha and Bihar today and tomorrow. Hot and humid weather will prevail over Assam, Tripura, Gujarat, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry till the 3rd of next month. The IMD has forecast that maximum temperatures will rise by 1 to 2 degrees Celsius over East India and by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over Central India during the next 4 to 5 days. Meanwhile, the weather agency has forecast that rainfall and snowfall will prevail over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 5 days. In North India, these conditions will be present over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand till tomorrow. The IMD has also predicted rainfall over Punjab, Lakshadweep, Kerala and Puducherry today. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
On to sports. In the 6th Asian Carom Championship, Indian players captured both the men's and the women's doubles titles at Male in Maldives. In the men's doubles final yesterday, Indian duo of K. Srinivas and Mohammad Ghufran took down Ismail Azmin and Hassan Nazim of the host country 25-15, 25-16. While in the women's doubles, India's Akanksha Kadam and Shaini Sebastian upset compatriots Reshmi Kumari and K. Nagajyoti in the final 21-25, 25-17, 25-17. In badminton, defending champions India have advanced to the quarterfinals of the Thomas Cup featuring the men with a 5-0 victory against England in the Group C contest at Chengdu in China last night. In the first match, ace shuttler Aegis Pranoy put India into the lead, defeating Harry Wang in straight games 21-15, 21-15. While in the second match, world number 3 duo of Sattvic Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty defeated Ben Lane and Sean Wendy 21-17, 19-21, 21-15. In the third match, Kidambi Srikanth stepped up to seal the tie for India in straight games, defeating Nadeem Dalvi 21-16, 21-11. The Indian men's team started the Thomas Cup title defense with a 4-1 win against Thailand on Saturday. In women's cricket, India will take on Bangladesh in the second match of the 5-match T20 series in Sylhet today. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Delhi Capitals by 7 wickets at Eden Gardens in Kolkata yesterday. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Ramya.
Thank you, Abhishek. The Statesman, quoting Prime Minister Narendra Modi, writes, "Congress thinks it can fight BJP only by religion-based quota." Telangana Chief Minister summoned in Amit Shah fake video case leads the pioneer. On the Sandesh Ghali case, The Hindu reports SC questions Bengal government for approaching it. Hindustan Times quoting Rahul Gandhi in Chhattisgarh says BJP RSS trying to subvert change constitution. Scotland's first Muslim head of state Hamza quits after turmoil, states the Asian Age. Delhi summons Canadians envoy over pro-Khalistan slogan at Trudeau event, leads the Tribune. And finally, the Tribune reports that the Ministry of Education has asked NCERT to conduct a review of its textbooks and update them on a yearly basis. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Ramya. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for third phase of Lok Sabha elections intensifies. Star leaders of various political parties hold back-to-back rallies. Repolling underway in 6 polling stations of outer Manipur parliamentary constituency. India strongly protests slogans on Khalistan raised during an event in Canada. New Delhi summons Canadian Deputy High Commissioner to express deep concern. IMD forecasts heatwave conditions to continue over South Peninsula India for the next 4 days. In Asian Carom Championship, Indian players capture both men's and women's doubles title in Male. And in badminton, Indian men's team enters quarterfinals of the Thomas Cup, defeating England 5-0 in Chengdu. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.